Here's a short little thought for this holiday season. I'll title this one, Seasonal Artwork. I have a friend that decorates her house according to the season. That's not unusual. Lots of us do. But she changes her bath towels, dish towels, and napkins to match the season. Interestingly enough, however, that seasonal sensitivity does not motivate her to change the artwork on her walls. I asked her why, and she explained a rather obvious observation, I think, that it's such a hassle to unmat and mat a piece of artwork to change it for the season that it would be a difficult task. And the only other possibility was to have a set of framed artwork to go up in her house that was based on the season. But of course, depending on how many seasons you want to recognize in a year, that could be a couple or maybe four complete sets of artwork. And where do you store all of that? So she doesn't. The artwork stays the same. And then she adds the Christmas tree and a few other decorations. But the artwork on the walls stays the same. And, of course, that's what we're concerned about as photographers, the artwork on the walls. Well, there are two ideas that are worth sharing at this juncture, one of which is a relatively new idea to me. I've discovered what are called poster hangers. Now, if you've never seen a poster hanger before, I think I talked about them a couple of months ago. A poster hanger is essentially two pieces of wood that clasp together with strong magnets, and you put that on, say, the bottom of the photograph, and then at the top of the photograph there's two more pieces of wood with strong magnets. You grasp the top of the photograph with those two, and that has a little string that you can then hang on a nail, and so it's fairly easy to display a photograph without having to put it in mat board, without having to put it in frames. It obviously doesn't look as substantial as a framed piece of artwork. But the fact that you can change it so easily and with such regularity kind of makes sense. Oh, one other thing about the poster hangers that I forgot to mention is they come in all kinds of different wood, everything from bamboo to painted black to metallic to teak and oak and walnut and etc., and any kind of length that you want. So you fit the poster hanger to fit the size of images you want to print. There's gazillions of them on Amazon.com. Just do a search for poster hangers. You'll see what I mean. I think that would be a very fun idea, is to have a set of prints that you put up around the house for spring, another set for summer or early fall or late fall, and then one for winter, so that the decor in your house changes with the season, along with the flowers that you bring into your house, or the bath towels, the dish towels, and the cloth napkins. Another idea I can recommend is one I picked up from Bruce Barnbaum. He has a set of prints that are all made to essentially the same size with large overcut mat board. So the window in the mat board is not proportioned to the image itself, but rather proportioned rather large, so that he can simply pop the back off the frames, put in a new gelatin silver print, put the back back on and hang it up, and it's done. He doesn't cut mat board for every image, nor does he permanently affix the gelatin silver photograph to the mat board. This, of course, is for the images that are in his house. I'm not sure I know what he does when he sells an image. Maybe they're properly matted and signed and all the rest of that. But for the ones that are on display in his house, he's devised this matting system that allows him to easily swap out a gelatin silver print without having to cut a new mat board every time he wants to change an image on the wall. I love this idea of seasonal artwork. It not only makes sense for our homes, but it makes sense to match our sensibilities to the rest of the world, to the weather that's happening, to the frame of mind that we have as the seasons come and go. Now all I have to decide is what kind of poster hanger I want to order, because I'm going to get a bunch of them.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.